Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of High Low with Amrata. It's Thursday, although it's technically not the last Thursday of the month. I don't know if you all have seen the news, but High Low is going to be leaving Sony. So we're going to have a little break for a while, but do not fret. This podcast is going to continue. I have a lot of exciting things in the works, nothing that I want to announce and talk about specifically, but I can promise you we're going to continue to bring you good conversations and content and even a little bit more about me, a little bit more personal. I'm really excited about it, so please stay tuned. I also just wanted to shout out our YouTube channel. We've had one for about 6 months now, and it's just been really amazing to watch the community of High Low viewers and listeners grow. And I feel like the comment section is just always really nice, which is rare. I'm used to like Instagram and Twitter. I think TikTok's a little better, but pretty brutal there too. So it's just been wonderful to have so much great feedback. And we've got pretty much the entire backlog catalog of all of the Tuesday interviews. So you can watch the entire conversations, even for some of the early episodes before we had a YouTube. So check that out. Yeah, and we also have a few of the Amrata Asks, the AMA episodes, some deleted scenes and all that. So it's all free and it's waiting for you. So just make sure to check it out and subscribe and leave us a like or a comment. And yeah, thank you. But since it is the last Thursday for right now, figured we would do an AMA. No question is too big or too small, no topic too random. This is your chance. You can ask me anything and I will answer as many questions as I can. All right, AMA time right after this break. Welcome back to High Low with Amrata. Okay, Andy Starkiller 7492 on YouTube said, what occupation would you have done if you had not become a model? So I was going to school for visual art, and I guess I thought I was going to be an artist or work in the art world, but I don't know. I always kind of imagined myself doing some kind of freelance, like writing or, I don't know, working in the art world, I guess, or I don't know. It's really hard to imagine. There are lots of things that I'm interested in and still interested in. And I feel the best part about modeling is that it's allowed me to do many things, like do this podcast and write a book. And so I'm really grateful for the fact that modeling has provided, you know, a livelihood, but also has given me time, which I think is so valuable. Ruby on Spotify asks, I find that unwanted sexual attention from men disturbs my inner peace. So my question is, how do you deal with the knowledge of gross men liking your pictures? I don't deal with that knowledge. I don't really think about it. It's always strange. You know, I think there's just a way to kind of separate. Like, I can't imagine a million people. I don't even know what that would look like. I'm bad at even, you know, if I go to a party of 200 people, knowing that that's 200 people. So I think, you know, when I see numbers, they just kind of occur to me like numbers. And the comments, I've really learned to sort of just realize that those aren't real, even though they are obviously coming from real people. It's just like people say things that they wouldn't normally say in real life. So, I guess I just don't really think about gross men liking my pictures, honestly. I just think like, oh, I put this out there. And honestly, sometimes I'm like thinking about a boy I have a crush on or like just how everybody else feels when they post something that's maybe a little thirsty or whatever. Yeah. Lindsay Beretta asked, hi, Em. I've always admired your authenticity and integrity. How do you stay true to yourself and what you believe in while being a part of a superficial industry? It's so funny. When I was in Paris, I was with a couple very good friends, Z-Way, Adwa, my friend Paloma, actually two guests we've had on the podcast. And we were kind of joking that we're a band of outsiders. Like we had given ourselves that nickname and we were going to things, to dinners. We went to an Usher concert and it just felt so nice to have a real crew of people. But it is such a superficial industry. Like Z-Way put it amazingly well. She texted me after, I think I can say this. I think she would be okay with me saying this. She texted me when she was on her flight back and she was like, yeah, Fashion Week is exhausting because it puts you through this existential crisis of wondering if you actually care about status or if you're just paying attention to the mechanisms of an industry and essentially like getting your bag. And I think that that crisis happens for me a lot, particularly in moments where like there's this kind of pressure and there's this hierarchy and this, you know, feeling that is tied to, you know, money and status, and it can feel really icky. But I think my answer is simply connecting with people that I really like that have similar points of view to me about the industry and just about life, and are good people that I feel are trustworthy and have integrity and have ethics and are thinking people who, you know, maybe modeling or the fashion industry isn't their only thing. So that kind of superficial world, as fun as it can be to check into, is not their only source of happiness and fulfillment. So I think that's my answer to that. Okay, Nicole Daugherty 5502, and actually a few other people asked on YouTube, can you tell us who made the white lacy sheer dress you wore on the September AMA episode? It's Gamagwas. I love them. They're such a great brand. It starts with a G, G-I-M-G-A-U-S, I think is the right spelling. And I love that dress. It's so pretty. I had a vintage dress like that that I had gotten rid of 10 years ago. And when that one came in the mail, I was like, oh, I've missed you, because it kind of reminded me of it's long-sleeved and white. But thank you for asking. So Mindy561 on YouTube. Oh my God, poor Barbara. She gets so many questions because I talk about her so much. I would be interested to hear how Babs was parented, particularly her relationship with her mom, as new research shows the relationship with the same gendered parent can be the most impactful. There are extenuating circumstances, obviously, but on the whole, side note, I found the book Mother Hunger to be revelatory. It's interesting. I haven't read that. It is funny because I also say I know two quote, normal gals, or at least who I consider to be most well-adjusted in life. And one of them is from Encinitas. Just like Babs, she feels all the feelings. She has a depth to her, but also a lightness that is so stabilizing. Wow, that's so cool. I wonder if I know them. Encinitas is kind of a small place. I wonder, I do think growing up by the ocean and kind of California culture, there are parts of it that I think can be really toxic, but I do feel there is a perspective that maybe impacts people who are from there. Babs has an incredible relationship with her mother. This stresses me out, the whole thing about like gendered relationships to parents. I need to research that a bit more, because what I've heard before is that it only takes one stable, loving parent to make a secure child, which I've seen, because Babs was really raised by her mom. And her mom is very, her love is unconditional. She's very respectful. She raised 6 kids on her own. And she also, again, you know, studies early childhood development, so is very conscious of all these things. And I don't know. I'm going to look up that book. And yeah, shout out Babs' mom, Deborah. Sly loves her as well. Okay, Cage122 on YouTube asks, is this show really canceled? Please say it was a rumor. It's not a rumor in the sense that we're not going to be producing it with Sony anymore. It won't live at Sony, but it's not canceled. We are going to take a little break, though, because providing y'all with 3 episodes a week has been seriously amazing, but also so much work. And just to kind of switch up the production and, you know, take what I've learned from the past year, I need a second to get it all together. That being said, it's not canceled. We have many things. High-low will continue. Don't you worry. Okay, Lee Jones on YouTube wrote in to say, wish you could expand on your comments about the Beatles one another time. Fascinating, you wrote a letter. Oh, yeah. Okay, so my parents just exposed me to so much of their music growing up in the 60s. And I don't know, the Beatles somehow became my band, and they just felt very contemporary to me. We're talking about like being 8 or 9 years old. And that's when I fell in love with John Lennon. I like had a full just crush on him, and believed we'd been born in the wrong, I'd been born in the wrong time and blah, 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 and wrote a letter to George Harrison and was obsessed, you know? Joanna on Spotify wonders, are you a part of any labor unions for models? Do you think models should have one? Yeah, unfortunately there isn't one. I would absolutely love to. And a couple different people have brought up to me, you know, start a labor union for models. That would be so great. So I might do that. Another question, what are ways big and small you think you've changed over the past year? Well, it's funny because remember when I started this podcast, I kept saying like, oh, bitch era, bitch era. And, you know, I think everybody needs a little bitch in them in the sense that you need to stand up for yourself and whatever. But I also think I'm entering a little bit of a softer, more peaceful, quiet time. I'm looking forward to writing a lot more. I don't really have the bug to be out all the time. I mean, not that I ever was, but I am quite social. And I kind of have just been loving staying at home and hanging out with Sly. Like, even after he goes down, though, he goes down at 7, I kind of just like to chill and read and watch good movies and be alone and in my thoughts and in my feelings. And I think that is kind of, I'm not mad at that. You know, there's seasons to life. I've really been thinking about that a lot, the seasons of life. And it feels nice to be entering a little bit more of a quiet one. Let's see. What's a fashion trend you wish you would end, and what's one you'd like to start or restart? Let me think. A fashion trend. Well, I love the whole aughts thing, early aughts nostalgia. I think we've like beat it to death now at this point, and I'm kind of looking forward to like something new popping up. I don't know what that's going to be, but I don't know. I feel like we've seen her. We're good on that. I don't know what the next sort of step will be, but yeah, I'm over it. I don't need to see more like Y2K stuff. What's your sick day routine? Do you have any tips, tricks, or favorite things to do when you're feeling kind of down and trying to recover? So I got very, very sick after London Fashion Week. I actually skipped Milan and went home and was very ill in a way that was creepy. Like, it wasn't COVID. I was super congested. I had crazy sinus stuff, but I also had stomach stuff. So I think I was just extremely worn down. And one of the things I did, which I've never done before, and I think it honestly helped, was not answer any work emails or work, because I think a lot of folks now work from home. And so you're just constantly kind of working, or if you're freelance like me, like I work on the weekends. I, you know, I'm not on set always, but I'm answering emails. I'm, you know, strategizing, I'm planning trips, I'm producing, I'm whatever. And that's always happening constantly. And I just felt this over, I was so overwhelmed by work and everything that I just kind of was mom and that was it. And then the rest of the time, if Sly was, you know, not, if he was at school or whatever else, I was just like literally asleep, like in bed. And I don't know, I feel like we talk a lot about rest now in our culture and the importance of rest, but rest isn't just like sitting on your phone and TikToking and answering emails. Rest is like really creating boundaries around the things that exhaust us. And unfortunately, that is the internet. Even though it can feel really cozy and like so fun to have that time where you're just like, oh, I'm just on my phone, whatever. I can just like fry out. Great, but that's not rest. So that's my opinion on that.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Welcome back to High Low with Emrata. Claire left this comment on our Swiftology episode. I'm a big Swiftie writer, and I found it fascinating that critics call her childish, but isn't being able to take complex emotions into simple, consumable music to masses an incredible feat? Absolutely. And I'm reminded of our episode we did on aging, which includes the Susan Sontag essay on aging, which is talks about how naivete and childishness is associated with femininity. And I think that that is sort of part of the sexism that's embedded in a lot of the quote unquote childish critiques of Taylor Swift. All right, bed bug question. I've been hearing reports about how a lot of folks in places like London and Paris were getting freaked out during Fashion Month over bed bug infestations. Did you see any during your recent travels, and have you ever had to deal with bed bugs? I didn't see any. Definitely a lot of people were freaking out and texting me and like, do you think we have them and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't think so. And I just can't lose my mind because yes, I have had them once before, my first apartment in New York City, which was tiny, tiny, tiny. It was a weird one. First of all, found one in my bed and like killed it and blood came out. And I went to meet my friend who was older and had lived in New York in a long time. And I was like, oh, I think I found a tick in my bed. And he was like, what do you mean? And I explained. And then I was like, yeah, I have these like three bites right here too. And he was like, you have bed bugs, dude. That's a bed bug. You live in New York City. That's not a tick. And then basically I realized that they were coming from the apartment above. So in the night I would go crazy staring at the wall and basically hallucinating, thinking I was seeing bed bugs crawl down the wall. And it wasn't a full infestation because, you know, your mattress has like tiny eggs. I never had the eggs or whatever, but I did have kind of, you know, residual bed bugs. And of course, this was like East Village, not a fancy building. And the landlord did not give a shit, even though there's all these laws about them exterminating and blah, blah, blah. And it was a nightmare. It was not fun. So let's pray that they don't pop up again. What are your proudest moments when it comes to High Low? Any regrets? I think all the conversations we had around sex work and selling your image. I mean, that's the stuff that I'm obviously the most interested in. The thing I'm the most proud of is there aren't enough spaces and platforms for, you know, people who've worked in porn before or sex work to have a safe space where they're not defending themselves and just talk about their experiences and what they've learned. And I think those are the moments that I'm the most proud of. Any regrets? You know, it took a minute to kind of figure out what we were all about. And I mean, the only thing I'll say is everything that we did, I've learned so much from. And when you all get to hear about this new iteration of the show, I think you'll be really happy and we'll bring out the best parts of High Low and leave the other stuff behind. Let's see. Getting towards the end here. Okay. Do you have a personal favorite episode of the podcast? Curious if you would recommend any particular episodes, either as a starting point or just in general. I would recommend the Lana Rhodes episode. I would recommend the Stephanie Dandler episode. I would recommend the Z-Way episode. I love the Andrea Long Chu episode. I also like the Jeremy O'Harris episode. Those are some of my favorites, I think, where I just felt like the podcast was really doing what I want it to do. And yeah, those are the strongest ones for me, I think. So yeah, I would maybe start with Lana Rhodes for some people. I also just, the Stephanie Dandler one, because she's my friend and because our kind of conversations are like that, even just via text, it was just, I don't know. And I loved hearing about her story and the way she talks about money and writing. And yeah, I really love that. And power and waitressing and the parallels between waitressing and, you know, male attention and sex work. And I just found that episode really enjoyable, at least for me. Would you ever consider doing a reality show? If so, do you have thoughts on what kind of show you would or wouldn't do? I would never do a reality TV show, sorry to say. The issue is that they're not reality TV shows and there has to be conflict. And I don't know, my life feels exposed in ways that I can't control already. And I think I would be very, I actually was offered to do a reality TV show this past year. And I just was like, I could never. I just, even just exposing the people that I love in that way, just sounds so lame. And then the lack of control I would have on the editing, even if I could, you know, whatever, you still need to kind of have that drama. And I don't want that kind of drama in my life, even if it's scripted. Not a question, but we wanted to give a shout out to Daniel Avocado on Twitter. They've been using the hashtag #HighLow and posting pictures of when and where they're listening to the pod, whether that's on a walk around the neighborhood or some morning coffee. And I love that. Community is, you know, not always easy to build. And I just really love seeing where and how you're connecting with the show on a daily basis. It feels really good. All right, we're going to just do a few more. Kelly McDermott on Spotify asks, in response to our Fashion Month special, since having a kid, how do you think your priorities have shifted when it comes to walking in shows during Fashion Week? Oh, man. I mean, it's crazy. When I was in Paris, I was just like, I miss Lai so much. There's just an instinct in me to be close to him all the time. And it feels right and it feels so good. And being away from him is just not enjoyable for me, even when I'm so tired and I feel like I haven't had a second to myself. I just want to be around him. And he's growing so fast now that missing time with him just really sucks. It's hard. But I think that's the beauty of my job is, you know, like I might have to go out of town for 2 nights, but then, you know, I have 5 days where I can pick him up and drop him off from school. And I do nighttime always, no matter what. And mornings as well, if I'm in the city. So, okay. All right, everyone. I think that was it for our AMA. And I just want to say thank you all for building that community that we were talking about. And, you know, just listening and the feedback that I get on YouTube and Spotify and on Twitter and just in the comments is so lovely. And I feel really proud of all we've created in the past year. And again, I'm just so excited for everyone to hear what's coming next. So please stay tuned, follow me, and again, go check out our YouTube because that's a place where you can comment and tell us what you like and don't like about the show, what you want to see more of, because, you know, I'm in the process of developing it and changing it. Thank you all so much for listening. It means a lot, and I'll see you all soon.
High Low with Imrata is a Sony Music Entertainment and Bitch Era Media production. Our executive producers are me, Emily Radikowski, Matt Raz, and Sarita Wesley. Our showrunner is Matt Raz. Our associate producer is Rachel Choder. Today's episode was engineered by Samantha Gatzik with original music by The Crystal Pharaoh.